Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com, .com. It's your latest podcast, better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds. He's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity. He's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in. We got the Brad, the Bone, and the Glenn.
All right, welcome to the Bills 57 podcast. We got Bryce on Skype. How you going, Bryce?
Yeah, good.
That's the way, mate. What are the topics today on the show, mate, we're going to speak about?
Yep, well, I'm going to speak about the Nexus One, Google's new phone, which is could be a competitor to the iPhone.
Yep.
Vizio premiered at CES a concept design of what could be a future ultra-wide screen, you know, like really thin wireless HD TV, which looks pretty good.
Yep.
There's a new player, NUU player, which runs Boxy on the Intel Atom processor, so a netbook processor, essentially, which is pretty cool. Also, the Boxy box, which of course runs Boxy, was premiered at CES. It looks like it has a really nice, really, really nice interface. Samsung and ATI teamed up to make the Syncmaster MD230, which is just insane. It's huge. I'll try and put a link in the description when we talk about that. Right. And then there's also Panasonic SDXC cards. They've come out now, which are up to 64 gigs and 48 gigs on an SD card, which is insane. And then Razer made basically their first out-of-PC gaming peripheral, which is for the Xbox 360. It's the Razer Wired Xbox 360 controller, which looks pretty nice. And Intel launched its own App Up Center, app store for the Intel Atom powered devices. So, like the netbooks, they have their own iPhone like store. There's a new iFi 802.11 Pro, which is the X2, and it's 8 gigabytes and it's got 802.11 and Wi Fi, which is pretty sweet.
Cool. They sound pretty good topics, mate, to talk about. Now, I just want to mention a couple of things. There's a couple of iPhone updates that you should go and check out. Audioboo has updated their application. In the application, there's a whole new interface to look at when there's update stuff. And also, on the right-hand side of the application, you can click on this button. You can choose from feature boos, follow boos, recent boos, popular boos, and nearby boos, which is all that in the update. And yeah, the interface looks really good. It's just got that purpley sort of look to it, and then it's got the writing underneath it, and yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty
nice.
Cool. Nice. And also, Facebook update has got sync addresses and push notifications as well now.
Nice.
Yep. Also, Xbox 360, I went and bought one about 2 weeks ago. I absolutely love it. And I think, Bryce, you got me on to buy me one, mate, from the video. You've actually put me onto it.
Yep.
Yep. And what do you reckon of the console? Do you like it? Do you never get sick of it?
I think the Xbox 360 in general is made for what people use it for,
yep.
You know, games.
Yep.
I think a lot of wankers get the PS3.
Yeah.
You know, because they pretend they're rich with it and, you know, they just sort of wank on with it.
Yeah.
And because it's more expensive than that. But at the end of the day, you know, the Xbox 360 does everything you want. It used to be a lower price now. I think they're about the same-ish now.
Mm.
And it's just a great console, you know. It just does what you want it to do, plays games.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have Blu-ray, obviously, but, I mean, I'm not a huge user of Blu-ray. I do have an external Blu-ray drive, which I use, and that looks a shitload better than the PS3.
Mm.
But, no, the PS3 is a good console, but the Xbox 360, I find, is just, you know what I mean? It's a really good console.
Yeah, well, I've had both now. I've had the Xbox 360 and the PS3, and now I'm back to my second Xbox, so I'll stay with that for a while. I've been using that more, and I'll get some games in the next couple of days. for it, and yeah, it should be good. Also, I want to mention, I hope this is okay to mention to you, brother, I've got to say this in before we started, just about the YouTube, I've been getting a lot of smart-ass comments about my videos. If you don't want to watch the videos, don't watch it, you know, it's that simple, you know, there's no point in leaving comments in there and then, you know, being smart about it, you know, if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it, it's simple as that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be doing some videos in the next couple of days, some unboxing and stuff with some gaming stuff, and stay tuned for that. So, yeah, what's the first story, mate?
Google's new Nexus One, which they say it may beat the iPhone.
Okay.
I mean, the funny thing is with all these phones is that a lot of people hate Apple and a lot of people love Apple, but at the same time, there's a lot of PC fanboys that really, really hate Apple. So they'll look for any phone besides the iPhone that they can get.
Yeah.
And they all ask the same question. Is it the iPhone killer? That's basically, every phone is compared to the iPhone. Yeah. It's always, is it an iPhone? Is it an iPhone killer? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, can't they just compare it for what it is? You know?
Mm.
But no, they all compare it to the iPhone. Personally, I think the Nexus One looks good, but yep. I don't see myself switching anytime soon. I mean, it's not, it doesn't look that great. You know, it looks nice, obviously. You know,
yeah,
Google's done a great job. That would definitely be the closest that you can get to the iPhone without getting an iPhone. But yeah, they say that it's obviously it has better features, such as, you know, like a bit better battery life. It has 5-megapixel camera and LED flash, so it's got some pretty good stuff in it. And I'm not going to knock it for that, but it is, of course, it's Google, so it's going to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think it's going to destroy the iPhone.
Yeah, I agree. I seen a photo of it the other day. I'm not really a fan of it. I'm not really a fan of Google. I'm happy with the iPhone that I've got, and works, does the ring what I need to do. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Google's making the Chrome OS, which for netbooks is. I mean, it runs excellent.
Yeah.
Google really does. They're probably the closest to Apple. I mean, they really do everything right. I'm a huge fan of their stuff because they just get it right every time. And by the way, Microsoft is starting to get stuff right every time now, like the LiveCam Cinema and Windows 7 and all that. So Windows is really starting to get a lot better. So the next topic is that Vizio premiered at CES their concept design, which is like an ultra-thin TV, and it's wireless. So I'm guessing Sony actually has one of these out, and they have like a wireless box. There's no actual connections on the back.
Okay.
But the box is wireless. You connect your HDMI and your audio and all that to the wireless box, which is pretty cool. So it makes the TV really thin, and there's no... except for power, there's no anything on the back. The Vizio looks pretty cool, but yeah, that's just their concept design.
All right.
So, yep. So the next topic is the new player, NUU player, runs Boxy on the Intel Atom, which is a netbook processor, and it looks pretty promising. And then, of course, we have, which is also the next topic, the Boxy Box, which, of course, is made by Boxy for Boxy. If you haven't heard of Boxy before, it's basically, it lets you watch Hulu and all different stuff and get movies and TV shows and just everything for free, and it's really nice. Anyway, the Boxy Box has a great interface, it looks really nice. It even has the weather on there, the time, just a really nice interface. I think the Boxy Box is a lot better than the NUU player. The next topic is that Samsung and ATI teamed up to make the Syncmaster MD230, which is massive. I mean, you saw this. And,
yeah, man.
Massive.
It is.
So what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It looks really nice. I love it. If I had the money, I probably would buy one, which I don't, but I wouldn't mind one of them in my room here.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure whether they're all 30-inch monitors. I think they may be, because it's running... I mean, it may be... 20-inch or 23-inch monitors, but it looks just absolutely massive.
Yeah. And
it looks really nice as well.
Mm. So would you buy one of these if you had the money?
I mean, with dual screens, I'm not a huge user of dual screen, so I probably wouldn't because of the, you know, it would just go to waste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So probably not, no.
Yeah, I think two screens enough. I'm using two screens. That's enough for me. I've seen a lot of people use 6 or 7 screens. I don't know why they use so many. It just, I don't know. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I know. I can't use it either.
Yeah.
The next topic is the Panasonic premiered their SDXC cards, which is amazing because, as we all know, you know the SD card, little small card that goes in the camera?
Yep.
About a year or so ago, or 2 years ago, we thought that 16 gigs was massive. They're now moving to 64 and 48 gigs, and the roadmap that they've put out goes all the way up to 2 terabytes on one tiny camera card. You know, the SD card, which is insane. So, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And Razer made its first non-PC peripheral gaming, gaming peripheral, which is for the Xbox 360. It's a wired Xbox 360 controller.
Okay.
Looks really, really nice. I'll send you the link so you can have a look at it.
All right, mate. Is that for sale at the moment, is it?
I think it's going on sale. Yes, there's still no indication of release date, but when that gets released, that's probably something to check out.
All right, we'll do, mate. You going to buy one yourself when it comes out?
Most likely, but of course the internet's wired because it's Razer and they want to get the
Okay. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It's got different lights on it. That looks pretty sick.
Yeah, I like that.
And something that is more interesting for me and you is that Intel launched its own App Up Center, which is an app store for the Intel Atom-powered devices. So, like, you know, your netbook and my netbook.
Yep.
They released a like an app store, so you can go on there and you can buy different apps like games and everything, and it runs perfect on the Intel Atom platform.
Oh, cool!
So that's I'll send you a link to that.
That'd be good. And so is that just for netbooks? Is it all to do with netbook stuff and that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because, you know, as we all know, the netbooks aren't the most powerful in the world, so they need to sort of make different stuff for it. So it's compatible with the Intel Atom processor.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, mate. I'll check that out for sure. And I've got a netbook as well. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah. And the next topic is that iFi was going to bring out their 802.11 Pro X2, which, of course, is 802.11n Wi-Fi. What the iFi does is that you hook it up to your wireless network and your images get uploaded to Flickr or, you know, Facebook or whatever you want it to get uploaded to automatically from your camera. So let's say you take the photo, instantly it will start going up to Flickr or Facebook or whatever you want without you actually having to go download it onto your computer, bring it out, name it, and upload it.
So that's
pretty cool.
Cool, so that's like a Pixel Pipe.
Well, actually not really. It's a camera card, right? Let's say you take a photo, right?
Yep.
Instantly from the card, which is pretty crazy, the card connects to your wireless network and it uploads it instantly to your Flickr account or whatever without you having to do anything.
Ah, okay. Gotcha now.
It was pretty sweet.
Cool. All right, sounds good.
Have you got any topics?
No, that's about just about the Xbox 360. I went and bought one about 2 weeks ago. I absolutely love it. I'm going to get some games for it next couple of days. Also, I want to mention Tech Webcast. Johnny's no longer on there anymore. It's been replaced by Bo and Bryce, which are going to be on full-time every Thursday. So if you want to ask them guys a question, you can email me at techwebcast@gmail.com. And also, you can check out the host page as well for more information about them two guys. Also, there's a forum on there you can join up. I've added a new board on there for this podcast and also Bryce's blog.
A person sent me an email last week when they listened to the last episode of the podcast, and Daniel Moll said that he's talking about the VoIP thing.
Oh yeah.
And he said, just listen to episode 15, nice work. And he said, you mentioned Pennytel, so I thought I'd tell you about VoIP Cheap. It's pretty much free landline calling anywhere in the world and it makes cheap calls. He said, check it out and mention in the next episode.
Okay. All right. Is that Pennytel, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, Bo's used that before. That it gives you, like, 3 minutes and stuff to make phone calls and thing and stuff.
Yeah, no, he was talking about VoIPcheap.com.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yep. Okay. I'll check that out. Thanks for the email, Daniel.
Yep, so thanks, Tim, for sending an email.
Yep, and if people want to send emails to us, please do. It's podcast@bills57.com. Also, you can follow Bryce on Twitter, it's Bills57. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, it's Brad Oz, and also Tech Webcast. As I said before, the Tech Webcast forum has added two new boards to it, Bills57 Podcast, and also Bryce's blog thing as well. You can check that out as well. What else? That's about it, really. And that was a great topic, Bryce, as always, mate. Stay tuned for next week. If you want to email us any questions, please do. It's podcast@bills57.com. And that's about it. That's it. All right, I'll play this this intro.
Welcome to another weekly edition of Blister Podcast, blister57.com. .com. It's your latest podcast, you better get this shit done, better make it last. I got here, motherfucking blister from the past. 57 favorite weapon, yeah, we shaving off seconds, he's not wrecking the set, but he can talk about the technology, the monstrosity, he's telling the news you need, and if you wanna lose some sleep, you tune in, we got the Brad, the Bo, and the Glenn,